North Carolina's public school students are back to class, or at least they're trying to be. Faced with technical issues on top of families choosing other forms of schooling this year, some educators worry attendance at public schools will suffer. As Liz Schlemmer reports, that could mean their funding is also at stake.
The gym at Lakewood Elementary in Durham was buzzing earlier this week, with families coming to pick up devices.
All right, we got to set up your hotspot in.
Okay.
Dia Philpott and her daughters Emma and Corinne came to get a hotspot and tech help. Like a lot of families, they had trouble logging into the NC EdCloud platform this week.
But we were able to get her in by coming back today. And we also got her a hotspot, so now we don't have to use our mobile hotspots.
Tech issues like those are common across schools using virtual learning, and they're just one of many reasons teachers are stressed about their students showing up to class to receive much-needed instruction and to get counted.
Attendance is everything.
That's Lakewood Elementary Principal James Hopkins.
It determines how many teachers schools are given, or how many positions, rather, schools are afforded.
Hopkins says he hates to assign dollar signs to students, but he's acutely aware of the reality.
Each student accounts for about between $7,800 and $8,000. And so any time a student is not counted in your enrollment, that's $7,800 to $8,000 that is moved out of the school district or school.
His school's enrollment needs to be predictable and steady, or his district could lose funding and his school could lose staff. Right now, Lakewood Elementary is down about 15 students.
We just want to make sure that we are doing everything we can to ensure that we get as many students accounted for as possible.
The key is two-way communication. Lakewood Elementary staff are calling, texting, and using WhatsApp to connect with students and work out tech problems. If they hear back, the student will get counted and caught up.
So, for example, if a student has difficulty logging on in the morning and gets frustrated and does not log on until 12:30, we are marking that student present.
Tech issues are just one small part of this fear of declining attendance. Brian Prophet is vice president of the North Carolina Association of Educators.
So the real fear, right, is that, you know, kids are gonna get lost in the shuffle.
Worst case, a child never even registers for school or never once logs in to online classes.
I suspect that if you had this conversation around the state, like what are all the different factors that might lead to a kid not showing up, right? Like, I'm sure there's a dozen of them that I haven't thought about.
Some of those reasons are about choices parents are making during the pandemic to homeschool their kids, to hold their kindergartner back a year, or to head to a nearby private school operating under a different plan. All those things could affect public school membership. Alexis Schaus, who works in student accounting at the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction, can explain.
A student is determined to be a membership on the first day that they are present at that school. And then they continue to be in membership as long as they don't have 10 consecutive unexcused absences.
So while membership is not the same as attendance, they can be related. Shao says no one really knows how many North Carolina students haven't shown up to the public schools where they were expected, because membership is calculated in September. But the fear of declining enrollment is serious enough that earlier this week, the State Board of Education asked the legislature to hold schools harmless, meaning they wouldn't lose state funding if enrollment comes up short this fall. Here's Principal Hopkins.
To assume that during a time like this, that schools are going to maintain the same level of attendance across the state, that's wishful thinking.
Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.